Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're sitting down with Lane Miller and Ted Hinckley. We're going to be talking about this week's Culture Connections, as well as what's kind of coming up in the summer for the Culture Connections series of concerts. Lane, Ted, always a pleasure to have you on air. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're glad to be here. We're excited to talk about Culture Connection for the summer. We're doing the summer now. Yeah. I'm excited.
And it's a super exciting slate of concerts you guys have lined up. Last week we had Peter Breinholt. This week, Sherry Call performing. Now that's going to be exciting for a lot of people in the area. Can you kind of walk us through what we should expect from Sherry Call?
Well, so Sherry Call is, she's a, you know, a songwriter who's been around for, you know, probably 20 years and contributed to lots of records. And she kind of, a lot of people now know her as she's one of the really main members of the Lower Lights, who have the famous Christmas show every year. But Sherry Call is she's a songwriter. She's a storyteller. And she does a great job. She sets up her songs and tells kind of what they mean, you know, what the genesis of the idea was. And I think that anyone that doesn't know her, they're going to come and she's a clever, she writes clever lyrics and tells great stories. She's a great storyteller. And she has a little 3-piece band that she'll be there with, and they're great support musicians. It'll be a great night of songwriting, you know, hearing these stories that she tells, a real storyteller.
Hey, Ted, that sounds like a perfect thing for the park, doesn't it? Storytelling in the shade of Washington Park.
Yeah, we're super excited to be, you know, we had a great run in the Peace Garden. I was really happy with how stuff went last year, except every band just like, I think someone one night last year said, I feel like we might be on the sun, you know, because right when the concerts start is the peak of the sun. And it's a great spot, but to move to the shade of Washington Park is going to be amazing.
Yeah, Washington Park, just a very nice venue for concerts.
Yeah, it is. It's perfect.
And so Sherry Call is coming up on June 20th, starting at 7 p.m. in Washington Park. Now, looking forward a little to the rest of the summer, it really doesn't stop for you guys. You guys have a lot. You have a loaded slate of concerts.
Let me mention a couple things we're doing that will be really special. On July 4th, we're not going to be in Washington Park. On July 4th, we're going to be out at the fairgrounds, out where the fireworks is going off, and we're partnering with the county. Going to have a group called Mountain Country that will play early on, and then Route 89, who people know in Price, they played here a lot. They'll be playing during the fireworks, so you can watch the fireworks and all the excitement there, plus while listening to Route 89. Then the next week on July 11th, we have a group called, this is a cover band, Waylon, Willie, and Cash. If you've heard of the Highwaymen, these guys are a cover band for the Highwaymen, and I'm excited about that. I think that's going to be a really good show. And then the week after that on July 18th are the Deltas, and the Deltas are played here a lot. Following the Deltas will be Los Hermanos de los Andes. They're kind of like a local band, so we're going to have four or five fabulous shows right in a row.
Yeah. And then the week of June 27th, Davey and the Midnights they're one of our touring groups, the Deltas tour. Davey and the Midnights come out of Indianapolis and kind of a bluesy thing. Davey, he was the musical director for years for Eric Burdon and the Animals.
And, oh, wow.
And so it's just some really, we think, some great bands. You know, as I've said, it's kind of my motto, but something for everyone. And so, you know, we really try to cover the spectrum with Culture Connection, where some bands really get to connect with somebody.
Yeah, and looking at the slate that you guys just talked about, that is very true. You don't have two acts that are the same at all. So just a loaded slate. And so we are unfortunately running out of time. Is there anything you guys would like to leave the listeners with?
I think just a reminder that we're going to be in Washington Park. We're going to be in the shade. We're going to have some food trucks and some other folks there. Come out and enjoy yourself. Enjoy the shade. Bring your lawn chairs and just have a good time with us in the park.
Well, again, thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your schedules to come sit down with us. We really appreciate it. And so do the listeners. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM or 750 AM. And for KOAL News, I'm Aiden Mortensen.